This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headley, and here's a story that just will not go away, no matter where you are, the ocean or dry land. Somali pirates are back in the news. A pirate was actually killed by an onboard security guard in a hijacked attempt. That's calling up all kinds of questions over legality on the high seas, but it's also having an impact on land. BBC business reporter Rob Young joins us from London. And Rob, help me understand this. They're saying that these pirate attacks have to do with a growing housing bubble, not in Somalia, where the pirates are from, but in neighbouring Kenya. How does that work?
Yeah, that's right. In Nairobi, the capital of Kenya, we've been told by real estate agents and also economists in that city that the price of property has actually doubled in the past 3 years. Now, let me put that into an international context for you. Over broadly the same period, the price of real estate in the US, as many people know all too well, has fallen by about a third. Now, there are some fundamental reasons for the rise of property in Nairobi. There are more people living there because of ethnic violence in the Rift Valley, which displaced an awful lot of people, several thousand, in fact. And there are also Kenya's economy is booming, and so Nairobi is becoming slightly richer. But the people we've spoken to say that the fundamentals of that just don't match these huge price rises which we're seeing. And they reckon, a theory which is widespread in Nairobi, that one of the reasons for this is money flowing over the border from the pirates in Somalia.
The BBC spoke to a man who works for a real estate company in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, and he said the housing market there has been affected by the cash coming in from these pirates.
Given the Polar's border with Somalia, and we all know about the piracy, what is happening there. And unfortunately for us, we've been affected.
Why are they investing in property? Is that some way of laundering money?
Well, yeah, exactly. One of the theories is that because this money, which has been gained illegally, usually through hijacking ships. For example, 200 ships were attacked off the coast of Somalia last year. That one way of cleaning that money up, if you like, is to buy property in the nearest capital city where property will go up in value, and that is Nairobi. And there is a knock-on effect of that on the people who live in Kenya, of course, because as the price of the property goes up, it becomes out of reach of a great many people. And we've been told that a regular middle-class family in Nairobi can no longer afford a family home there.
Well, you know, the pirate problem coming out of Somalia is affecting all kinds of things. As I said, there's a number of arguments going on about international law dealing with any kind of violence on the high seas. There's this housing market. But also, these are companies that are shipping goods overseas, and that's going to have an effect on the international market for goods. It's probably going to drive up the prices.
It is. The cost of it in insurance for ships is going up, and also many companies are hiring security guards on board as well. So the knock-on effect to this is that it becomes more expensive to ship goods, and that, of course, affects us all.
Have we determined who's responsible for taking care of this problem?
Well, the Somali government isn't really in a decent state at the moment, so many international navies are taking part in patrols off the coast of Somalia and further afield to try and catch the people responsible for this. In some cases, they have been successful.
Okay, Rob Young is a BBC business reporter. Thanks so much for joining us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.